Continuing disagreements were apparent Tuesday in news conferences and briefings by the Democratic and Republican leaderships in the House and Senate. House Democratic leaders say they plan to bring two bills back to the House floor, a children's health bill vetoed by President Bush, and controversial Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act legislation that has been the focus of negotiations with the White House. On government operations, running at 2007 budget levels under what is called a continuing resolution, Congress has not yet passed numerous annual appropriations bills, with time running short in the congressional session. Add to this the president's new request for $46 billion in new funds for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, in addition to $460 billion in regular Pentagon spending, and you have the ingredients for ongoing battles. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino Tuesday called on majority Democrats not to, in her words, play politics with war funding. She urged Congress to approve the president's additional funding request that would bring total 2008 supplemental spending to just over $196 billion.
So the president is going to call on them to get this work done before they leave for the holidays. It's the least that they could do for the troops. And hopefully, the troops will be able to, the troops' families will know by the holidays that they're going to be taken care of.
Democratic Appropriations Chairman Congressman David Obey and Senator Robert Byrd have vowed to scrutinize every part of the president's military funding requests. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer criticized the president on Tuesday, saying Democrats will continue to press for substantial changes in White House Iraq policy. Congressman Rahm Emanuel used a news conference to contrast spending on Iraq with children's health care needs.
$10 billion a month for the war. $10 billion a month. 2 years ago, it was $5 billion. For 41 days for the cost of the war, if you've heard, 10 million children in America would get their health care for a full year. For 1 month for the cost of the war, 7.2 million American children would get their full health care for a year.
Republicans have tried to label Democrats as irresponsible in their handling of legislation, including the Democrat-crafted electronic surveillance measure and children's health. While he agrees that lawmakers should closely examine war spending requests, Senate Minority Whip Trent Lott blames Democrats for the failure of Congress to get bills to the president.
I would urge the leadership, the Democratic leadership, to schedule these conferences, send these bills to the president, and schedule other appropriations bills for the consideration in the Senate. We have the time. We could do it, but we apparently are not going to have many opportunities to even take up the remaining appropriations bills.
Lott says that means Congress will likely have to come up with one large bill known as an omnibus to fund government operations for the 2008 fiscal year, a measure the president may end up vetoing, as he has threatened to do with individual appropriations measures that exceed his budgetary limits. Democratic leaders say they're prepared to address some concerns the president had when he rejected the children's health measure. Congressman Hoyer says Democrats intend to move the electronic surveillance bill forward, regardless of the status of negotiations on a Senate version between lawmakers there and the White House. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.